Hello everyone, this is King Stevion with the Church of Truth and Spirit, Cityside Ministries. And I am introducing to you the Queen, Queen Faye, the wife, the rib. So she will be participating with me, being one with me in these scriptures for these devotions, teachings, however your body, your soul receives them. So, today we're coming from the book of John, chapter 4, verse 13. And the book we're reading out of first is, well, we're not going to be reading from it, but there's a little note that I'm going to give y'all about this versus the King James Version coming from the NIV. But you can read from the King James. So it says, Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water that I give him will never thirst." Now, in the King James Version, I'll let Queen Faye read that.
Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again."
So, what they did was they took out, what was it again?
And said unto her.
Okay. Yeah. So it just said Jesus answered. But then in the King James Version said unto her. And one thing that God definitely revealed to me was every one of his words means something. So if you take out a word, that's something that, you know, is missing spiritually first, because God's word is, you know, spiritual. And then it manifests. So if it just said Jesus answered, that's like someone asking him a question. So if you pick that up from there and you think someone asked him something, but you know, in the other book, King James, it said Jesus answered and said unto her. You know, so apparently there had to be a little more going on. And then when you go back, you see they had a conversation and it wasn't just a question, I don't think. And I'm not reading the whole thing, but we're going to go ahead and go into it. So it said, "Whosoever drink of this water shall thirst again." So further down in the scripture, he was telling the woman that man don't live off bread alone. Was that what he was saying? That was in another scripture. But in this one, he said that God is spirit. So if God's giving you the spiritual things, then you can live like God, which is forever and eternally, eternal. So, Faye.
Well, what I'm getting here is that he was offering her spiritual water, water that that she would never have to thirst again. When I think of thirst, you know, we long for stuff and we yearn for things. And he was telling her that those needs could be met with the water that he gives. The water that he was given was the water of life, and that it would meet every need that she had.
Right, right. I was actually, I listened to a song a couple of times where the guy was singing and he was saying, you know, "I thirst for you." Now, that song, Jesus said if we have that water that we would never thirst again. So for us to say, and we're Christians, we're spiritual, and we're already in him, to say "I thirst for you" is like something's lost. There had to be a big break where you didn't have him. You see what I'm saying? You didn't have that water. God, once God gives you that water, it's there. He said you'll never thirst again. So how could you thirst again? You know, I can understand if it's your first time coming to God and you don't have the water like this woman did, then you know, there's no need for a person to say, "God, I'm thirsting for you. You see what I'm saying? The water, you know, and we know the water is pretty much everything. You know, God is everything. He tells the woman, God is spirit. So Jesus telling her, "Hey, this is what I have. I can give this to you." And so what do you think about that?
Well, with the thirsting after him, I know the scripture says that our heart, I think it was David said that his heart panteth after God like the deer panteth after the water brook. Mm-hmm. And as far as thirsting, that we should be seeking him continually. You know how we were talking about the song, or I think we were talking about a song, more of you and less of me. Mm-hmm. I think on yesterday we were. So I think we should have that mindset that we're continually seeking after God. Right. You know, never feeling like we've made it, you know, but always seeking to go higher and deeper in him.
Yeah, but the scripture reads, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again." So, you know, if you drink it of the natural things, then yes, you'll thirst. Mm-hmm. You'll always be running around in a circle, It's like, you know, and we're talking spiritually, when you work a job, you're always wanting to work. You see what I'm saying? You're always seeking, or say if you don't have a job, you're always seeking that natural thing. You know, I need a job to pay these bills. But if you get God, who is the spiritual, like he told the woman, God is spirit. God is the one that fulfills all your need, because he's our shepherd. So therefore, there's no need to be seeking. That's like thirsting. If you put it in you know, next to one another, the thirsting for water, you know, thirsting for anything in the natural. So you put the natural to the spiritual, and you say, okay, the things in the natural I'm going to want and thirst for and hunger for, but in God, you're not going to need none of that. You know what I'm saying? Because God going to supply your every need. So when someone say, oh, I'm thirsty, and you also got to understand, and with David, Christ wasn't there yet.
Right.
So there's a difference. Now that Jesus then came on the scene,
it's here.
We already have it for those who accept it fully.
So I don't have to thirst after it, because once I've gotten it, it's there.
It's there.
Now I need to just rest and abide in it.
And have faith.
Yes.
Have the faith that, you know, these things shall happen or be supplied.
Right.
You know. Because remember Jesus said that the Father is going to supply our needs. You know, we don't need anything. Like the birds in the air, you know, they have food to eat, you know.
And they toil not to get it.
Right.
It's supplied for us.
It's supplied. So everything's supplied. I don't have to thirst. My Father's right there with that cup,
Thank you, Jesus.
So, yeah. Again, we're coming from John chapter 4, verse 13. And we're speaking of the spiritual water versus the natural water. And so the spiritual versus the natural. And that's one thing with us. We'll always be teaching you the spiritual thing. So that way you know about God. You know who God is. You know how Christ walked. You know how we supposed to walk. We're supposed to walk in spirit. So daily let your flesh decrease. Allowing God to decrease that thing and increase you, have that increase inside of you by allowing the word to be embedded in you by people like us and leaders who are teaching the truth. Because he said you'll worship him in spirit and in truth. And of course, in that chapter, when he was talking to the woman at the well, he said that's how you should worship. So if you don't have these things, these teachings, there's no way you could worship God in spirit, right? Because we're teaching you of the spiritual, and you cannot worship him in truth, which this is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we pray and speak that God allows his word to be instilled in you and never depart from you, and that you would take this word, meditate on it, that's the food digesting, and then allow it to go out to others and you bless others with. So take his word as a gift and give it out. Because every gift that we have to share with someone else and others. So God bless you. This is King Stevion and Queen Faye. All right?
Yes.